B'siyata d'Shemaya, we're going to learn Chagiga Daf Dalet. We're going to start 7 lines from the top of the Omud. And the Gemara is going to take us back to the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, that a tumtum v'adroigonos, and a tumtum is a person who his organs are not revealed, means we cannot see whether he's a male or female. That's a tumtum. And an adroigonos is somebody who actually has both the signs, both those organs that belong to a male and those that belong to a female. And a tumtum and adreigonus, they are exempt of the mitzvah of re'ia, of aliyah l'regel, going to the Beis HaMikdosh and bringing a korban. Says the Gemara Tonu Rabbonon, where would we learn this from? So the pasuk says, Shalosh pa'omim bashono yiro'e kol zechurcha es p'neiha adoy Hashem. Three times a year, all kol zechurcha, all your males will come and to the Beis HaMikdosh el p'nei adin Hashem. So from the word zechurcha is your males. So the zocher part, the male part, lo'itzias anoshim. First and foremost, you see from here that women, they are exempt from the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel. Zechurcha, when it says it's got zechurcha, we learn lo'itzi tumtum adreigonus, to exclude a tumtum and adreigonus, that they are exempt of the re'iyah. Kol zechurcha, when it says that all your zecharim, all the males have to come, the rabbis is coming to include esaktanim, the minors, the children, that they are required to come, even though they are not gedolim, the ktanim, they are required to come to the Beis HaMikdosh with re'iyah. Omar Mar, we're going to discuss this brisa now. Zechor lohitzi es hanoshim. The first halacha mentioned that says that from the word zechurcha we learn men, males, not females. Why do I need a specific pasuk to exempt women from the mitzvah of re'iyah? Is this not a regular time-restricted mitzvah? It's only done three times a year by the Yomim Tovim, and a woman is exempt from all those mitzvahs. Any mitzvah asei, which is restricted and bound by time, noshim p'turos, women are exempt. So why do I need a pasuk here to say zechurcha that noshim apotur? Says the Gemara Itzrich, I need a special pasuk. So kodai techamino neile for iyariyo mehakel. You'll remember we saw at the top of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph that we learn out the halachas of aliyah l'regel from the halachas of hakel. And by hakel it says explicitly malahalon regarding hakel. It says noshim chayovis, as we saw in the previous Gemara that we learn out from the pasuk anoshim noshim v'taf, that they're all required to come to Hakel, Afkan, so too here regarding Re'iyah. Chayov is their chayev, komash melon, that's why I need a posuk, to say that on the one hand we learn the halachas of Re'iyah from the halachas of Hakel, however, there's an exception, and that's regarding women, that they're chayev in Hakel, but zechurcha, to exclude women from Re'iyah. Omar Mar, the next halacha, we learnt out from zechurcha, Lohoitzias tumtum madreigenus. The tumtum madreigenus are also exempt from re'iyah. Says the Gemara Bishlei madreigenus. I can understand why I need a special posuk to say that an adreigenus who has both the signs of a zachar and an akeva, itzrich, I need a posuk to say he's exempt from re'iyah. Salkodai techamina, because I may have thought hoyel v'isli tzad zachrus, since he also has the organs and the signs of being a male, lechayev he should be chayev like all the other zacharim. That's why I need a special pasuk to say that zechurcha, even though he's got some simonim, some signs of being a male, nonetheless he's exempt. Deberia bifnatzma, he's a type on his own. It's true that he's got the signs of a man, but since he's also got the signs of a woman, therefore he's like a species, a type on its own, and he's exempt. Elo tumtum, however tumtum, where we simply cannot see whether he's a boy or a girl, then sveiku, is it not a sophic? It's a doubt. Is he a zachar? Is he a nekeva? Do I need a posuk to tell me that he can't come and bring a korban? And Tosis explains that you can't bring a korban unless you're 100% sure that you're chayev. Otherwise, it's chulin ba'azara. He's going to come to the Beis HaMikdash. He's going to bring a korban oila. He might be a nekeva. He might be a woman. He might be a girl. In which case, he's not chayev. He can't do that. Do I need a special posuk to exempt him from that? Omar Abaya answers kishabetzov mibachutz. That means that part of the testicles can be seen from the outside, in which case, on that level, he's got the status of a certain male, However, since the organs are not completely revealed, therefore he's called a tumtum, and that means he's definitely a male, but he's a tumtum because the male organs are not completely revealed, and therefore I need a pasuk, an explicit pasuk, to say that since even though he's a zohar, but he's a tumtum, he's exempt from ri'ya. Continues the Gemara on Marmar. We saw further in that braisa, Kol zuchur chol rabbi says aktanim. The pasuk says that the minors have to be brought to the Beis Hamikdash for aliyah l'regel. Says the Gemara Votnan, did we not learn in our Mishnah chutz micheresh shoyta v'katan that a minor is one of those who are exempt of coming to ri'ya? And here you're saying in the braisa, Kol zuchur chol rabbi says aktanim. Answers the Gemara Omar Abaye lo ikashya, is not a question. Kan bekotn shehigia lechinuch, kan bekotn shelo yigia chinuch. It depends on how old he is. If he's a child that's lo yigia lechinuch, he's too young to understand, then the Mishnah says that a cotton is potter. However, if he's yigia lechinuch, he's at the age that he can already be educated and trained to do the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel, then we learn from Kol Zuchurcha that it's a chiyuv. Says the Gemara, Koten sheigia lechinuch, do we not know in other places in Shas, derabbanon hi, that a child who's of educatable age, then indeed one has a chiyuv to educate him, both his father and mother have to educate him, but that's only a requirement midrabbanon. It's not minatayra. So how would you have a pasuk to say kol zuchurcha, that you have to educate the children? That's not a biblical requirement. Says the Gemara, you're right, Enochanami, it's not a biblical requirement. However, Okras Machta Ba'alma, the Pasuk is just some added support from a word in the Torah, but really from Kol Zuchurcha, it doesn't really teach us that it's a biblical requirement. Ve'elokro Lomoli, the question is, so then, on a biblical level, what's the word Kol teaching us? The Torah doesn't say a word for no reason. Kol Zuchurcha is adding something is included. If it's not including a child because a child is only chayev midrabbanon, then what's it including? Says the Gemara l'kada achirim, like achirim, titnan, as we learnt in a braisa, achirim oimrim. Others say that hamakamitz, somebody who's scooping up the manure, the feces of a dog, he might be doing that because he needs it to tan the skins, the metzarif nechoshes, or those who are hardening the copper, the abursi and the tanner, and these are all people who are engaged in work where the smell is quite foul and it's very uncomfortable to be in his company. So he can't really go up to Yerushalayim together with all the other people because of the smell. That p'turim min ha'ra'iyah. It says, kol zuchurcha, that you're only chayav if you can come up with everybody together. If you have an issue that for some reason you cannot be in the company of others, you're not required. Bishum shenema kol zuchurcha, from the pasuk that says kol zuchurcha, to teach us that misha yochid lalis im kol zuchurcha, only if you're able to go up to the Beis HaMikdash with all your brethren, then you're chayav. Yotzu elu, but to exclude these that we just mentioned, she'enam ru'uyim lalis im kol zuchurcha, they're not able to go up because of the smell, they're not able to go up with all their brethren. Continues the Gemara, noshim v'avodim she'enam mushuchrarim. We saw in the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek that another category, another person who's exempt from doing the aliyah l'regel is, number one, is noshim, and also va'avodim she'enam mushuchrarim. These are slaves that were Eved Knani, was a non-Jewish person. He then became a slave to a Jewish person. When he gets totally released, he has the status of a convert, of a ger. Whilst he's an Eved, he's got the mitzvahs in the same bracket as a woman. So it says va'avodim she'enam mushuchrarim. Says the Gemara, Bishlei menoshim, I can understand that women are exempt of the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel. Could Omron, as we said just before, in the beginning of this Gemara, Zachor lohitzias hanoshim, that only the men, the males, are required to do aliyah l'regel, not the women. Elo avodim minolon, why would slaves be exempt from doing aliyah l'regel? Omer Avuna, Avuna says Omer Kro, because it says in the pasuk that we mentioned before, Sholish pa'amim bashana yiroi kol zachor chos panei ha'odin Hashem. Since it says el panei ha'odin Hashem, they're going to see their master Hashem. The only people who are required to come to the Beis HaMikdash are those who the only master they have over them is Hashem. But this person is a slave. He's got another master over him. Besides for having Hashem as his master, he's got his own master, his mortal master, who's over him. That's somebody who's got, so to speak, two masters. He's exempt. Says the Gemara, why do I need this pasuk to exempt slaves? Mechta. Let's look into this. We know that kol mitzvah she'isho chayeves bo, eved chayev bo. This is a rule that we've learned in other places in Shas. We're going to learn more about in Shas that any mitzvah that a woman is required to do, a slave is required to do. Kol mitzvah she'eino isho chayeves bo, any mitzvah that a woman is not required to do, eino eved chayev bo, he's not chayev. V'gdegomar, and the way we learn that out is from lo me'isho, which we're not going to discuss now. We're going to see that in Gittin, in Kiddushin, in other places, that there's a gzeiros hakosov that compares slaves to women, that the slaves are only chayev with mitzvahs that women are chayev. So why do I need a posuk? Why do I need to learn from el p'nei ha'odoin Hashem to exclude slaves? Slaves will be excluded because they have the same status as women, and women are excluded, as we learned before, z'churcha, lo'itzis ha'noshim. Omer Ravina says, you're right. Regular slaves are exempt just because they have the same halachas as women. The pasuk that Ravina says that you learn from El Panei Odin Hashem that a slave is exempt. A person, and we've discussed this a little bit on Daf Beis, that if a person is half of him is a slave, half of him is a free man, so there's a part of him which is free. There's a part of him which is required in all the mitzvahs. So really, he should have to go up to do aliyah l'regel. He's not like a woman, only the other part of him is. And that's what we need this pasuk to tell us, that no, that p'nei odin Hashem, since he's got another master over him, he's exempt. Daikanami, and it's even, we can prove this, that the Mishnah, when the Mishnah is speaking about even Chetzi Eved, Chetzi Ben Chayrim, that in spite of the Ben Chayrim part, he's exempt. Diktoni, because we learned in the Mishnah, Noshim, the women, Va'avodim She'inom Mushuchrorim, and slaves who are not freed. My She'inom Mushuchrorim, why do you have to stress the point that they're not freed? If they're slaves, they're not freed. If they're freed, they're not slaves. Just say Noshim are exempt and Avodim are exempt, because Avodim are the same as Noshim. Why does it say Avodim She'inom Mushuchrorim? If it's talking about slaves who are not being freed at all, listen to Avodim Stoma, just say Avodim on its own. Elolav, it must be teaching us She'einam Mushuchrorim Legamri, which means the only slaves, so to speak, that will be required to do Aliyah L'Regel is if they've been completely freed. If there's any part of them that's not yet freed, even if it's just half of them, they will be exempt. Who would that be? Misha Chetzi Eved v'Chetzi Ben Chayrim. Shema Minos, we see that even Chetzi Eved, Chetzi Ben Chayrim is exempt. And for this Chetzi Eved, Chetzi Ben Chayrim, I need the posuk of El Panei Odin Hashem to say that since he's got another master over him, at least over part of him, he's exempt from Aliyah L'Regel. Continues the Gemara. V'achiger, somebody who's lame. V'asumo, someone who's blind. V'achoyle, somebody who's infirm, who's sick. V'azokin, an elderly person. They're all exempt from Aliyah L'Regel. Tanu Rabbanan, we learnt in a Braisa, the Pasuk says, Sholish Regolim, which means the three Yomim Tovim, Tochigli Bashono, you should come to me to the Beis HaMikdash, you should have as Yomim Tovim for me. Regolim, when it says Regolim, and we actually saw this before already on Daf Gimel, Prat Lebali Kabayim, you have to Regolim, besides for meaning Yomim Tovim, it means feet. A person has to have 2 feet. A person who's got a type of a frame which is making up for part of a missing leg or foot is exempt. Dover Achir says that the Braisa continues that it could be that you learn out from Pa'omim, as we saw previously that in the Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, that you learn out from Pa'omim that somebody who's Balei Kabayim, somebody who doesn't have feet, is exempt from Aliyah L'Regel. In which case, what do you learn out from Regolim? We learn out from Regolim anybody who has feet but cannot support themselves. Regolim Prat L'Chigir, to exclude somebody who is lame, or L'Choyle, or L'Suma, or L'Zokin, V'L'She'ina Yochi Lalis Beraglov, anybody who is either lame, sick, blind, or elderly, or somebody who cannot go up on his own feet, are all exempt of coming to the Beis HaMikdash. Asks the Gemara of She'ina Yochi Lalis Beraglov, L'Asui Emai, what are you coming to include by adding in somebody who cannot come up on his own feet? You've already said a lame person, a sick person, a blind person, and an old person. What are you adding on by saying as if there's a fifth category, She'ina Yochi Lalis Beraglov? Says the Gemara of Marova, Nafuke Mefanki, we're talking about these very delicate type of people. And these are people who, they just cannot walk around without shoes. and one's not allowed to go into the Har HaBayis with shoes on. And as we're about to see in the Gemara, Dechsiv, as it says in the Pasuk, Ki savoyu leirois ponai, that you're going to come up to see my face, Mi bikesh zois mietchem, who desired this of you, Ramois chatzeroi, to tread and to trample in my courtyards. So you see here that there's an issue with coming to the Har HaBayis and trampling it there, which means there's something about the way that one comes up which is not desirable, and that is coming up with shoes. And that's called trampling on the Har HaBayis, on the chotz, on the Har HaBayis. And this person was very delicate. It's not as if he's got a physical issue, a physical limitation and restriction. Rather, he's just somebody who is too mefunak, he's too delicate, he just can't do it. So he's also exempt. Continues the Gemara Tana, Ha'oril, somebody who hasn't been done the bris milah, he hasn't been circumcised. It's talking about somebody who wasn't allowed to do the milah. A number of his brothers died after doing bris milah, so it was dangerous for him. Va'tomei, or somebody who's tomei, p'turin min ha'ra'iya, they're exempt of coming to the Beis Hamikdash and bringing and sending the korbonis of the korban ra'iya. Says the Gemara, Bishlei matomei, I can understand a tomei person. Tichsiv, it says in the pasuk, in the Chumash, that Kiim elamokim as yivchar Hashem elikeichem mikol shivteichem losum es shmoi shom l'shichnoi sidreshu uvasa shoma. The Mishkan, the Beis Hamikdash, uvasa shoma, and you will come there. V'haveisem shoma, and you will bring there oyleiseichem v'zivcheichem v'zmasuseichem v'eis trum as yedchem v'nidreichem v'nidveiseichem v'v'chayres b'karchem v'tzainchem. So you have two psukim. One finishes off with uvasa shoma, you're going to come to the Beis Hamikdash. The other one says v'haveisem shoma, you're going to bring korbanis to the Beis Hamikdash. So from the uvasa shoma and the v'haveisem shoma, we learn that kol sheyeshnei b'biyah, only somebody who's allowed to come into the Beis Hamikdash, yeshnei b'avar, is in the bracket of those who can bring and send korbanos. The kol she'eino b'biyah, but anyone who's not allowed to come in because he's tomei, a tomei person can't come into the Beis Hamikdash, eino b'avar, nor can he bring korbanos. So it's clear why an oril is potur from an ara'iyah. He's not allowed to come into the Beis Hamikdash. A tomei. A tomei, we understand. Elo oril minolon. Somebody who hasn't had a bris milah, where would you learn from, what would be your source that he's not allowed to come to the Beis Hamikdash? Says the Gemara Homani Reb Akiva. Yes, we have an opinion like that. It's Reb Akiva. The Marbi L'Oril Katomi. We're about to see, he learns out from a pasuk that the halachas of Oril and the halachas of Tomi have similarities. The Tanya we learned in Ebraisa, Reb Akiva Omer, that says in the pasuk, Ish Ish Mizera Aroin V'hu Tzorua Izov Bakodoshim, etc. So it says Ish Ish, the rabbi says to Oral, which means that one of the people who is not allowed to come to the Beis Hamikdash is somebody, that means it's not really talking about the Beis Hamikdash, it's talking about eating truma. There it's talking about Bakdoshim lo yoichal adash yitor v'anagia b'chol nefesh tomei, etc. So there we're talking about eating truma. So Bakiva says from Ish Ish, it says that who else is not allowed to eat truma? Not only a tomei person, a tzarua, or izov, it's even an oral. So Bakiva, who learns that somebody who's an oral has the same alochas as tumah as far as eating, not being allowed to eat truma, so too over here regarding not coming into the Beis Hamikdash, that an oral has the same status as a tomei, he's not allowed into the Beis Hamikdash, and hence not allowed to send and bring korbonus. Tanu Rabbonon, learnt in a braisa, tomei, a tomei person, potur min ha'ra'iyah, is exempt from coming to be oil regel d'chsiv. It says in the pasuk, uvasa shoma v'vesim shoma, we just saw this, kol sheyeshnei b'biyah yeshnei b'avah, anyone who's able to come into the Beis Hamikdash has the chiyuv to come and to bring korbanos, v'chol sheyeshnei b'biyah, anyone who's not able to come in, eynei b'avah, is not in this bracket. Rabbi Yochanan ben Davoy, Omer Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, it was said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, that suma ba'achas me'einov, and we already saw this, and we've seen this a little bit on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, that somebody who is blind in one of his eyes, potur min ha'ra'iyah, he's also exempt from aliyah l'regel. Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, sholish pa'omim bashono yei ro'eh kol zuchurcha el pnei ha'odoin Hashem, that, and it's written, it's read as yei ro'eh, to be seen. It can be read, that means the words, it's written as yir'eh, will see. We compare the seeing to the one that's being seen. The kaderach shebo Liro is kachbo. Liro is in the same way as Hashem is same as the way that the person is coming to be seen by Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash, so too Hashem is being seen by us, and the same way as Hashem sees us with full vision, with two eyes, so too we are only required to come if we can see the experience with both our eyes. Ma bo lirois b'shtei einov, in the same way as somebody who is coming to be seen by Hashem is being seen by Hashem with both eyes, of Hashem af lirois b'shtei einov, so too when Hashem is being seen by us, we're only required to come when we can see Him with both our eyes. That's how we explain the Gemara on Daf Beis. That's how Rashi with the Bach on Daf Beis. And here, that's how we read this Gemara. Continues the Gemara, Rav Huna, Kimoti Lehaikro. We're going to now learn a Gemara of different Chachomim who they got emotionally aroused when learning certain Psukim. When Rav Huna came to this Pasuk that we just saw now, Sholish Po'omim Bashono, Yeiro Ekol Zuchurcho, and it says Yire, and it's read Yeiroe, Bochi, he would cry. He would get very emotional. Omar, he would say, Eved, to have a type of an Eved, a servant, which is Klal Yisrael, Sherabbi Mitzapeloi Liroisoi, that Hashem is waiting to see us. He wants us to be seen by Him. And He told us, come to the Beit HaMikdash, I want to see you. And nonetheless, Yisrachik Mimeno, at some point, we got so distanced from Him, from Hashem. Dechsiv, where do we see that we got distanced? It says in the Pasuk, Kisavoyu lirois ponai, when you're going to come and see me in the Beis HaMikdash, or seen by me in the Beis HaMikdash, mi bikesh zeis mietchem, who desired this of you, remois chatzeroi, to trample and tread in my courtyards. So we see that because of the spiritual situation of Klal Yisrael, we'd become so distanced, and Reb Huna teared up at this point and says, you were so close, Hashem was so wanting to see you, look where you've come to. Continues the Gemara of Huna, Kimoto Lahaikro, when Rav Huna came to the following Pasuk, again, Bochi, he would cry. The Pasuk says, Vazovachto Shlomim, that you will shecht your korbonis, korbon Shlomim, Vachalto Shomim, you'll eat to the Ein Yerushalayim, Vasomachto Lifnei Hashem Eleikecho. So here Rav Huna says, an Eved, Klal Yisrael, who are Avodim to Hashem, Sheraboi Mitzape, Lechol Al Shulchonoi, where the Master Hashem wants that we Klal Yisrael should eat on His table. He wants us to eat in Yerushalayim, close by to Him, our meals. Yisrachik Mimeno, nonetheless, we've then become so distanced from Him. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Lomoli Roiv Zivchachem, Yoimar Hashem, you know, why do I want, and you know, I don't have any desire for your korbonus? Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Loza, now we're talking about Rabbi Loza, Kimoti Lahaikro, and he came to the following Pasuk, Bochi, he also choked up, he also started crying. What was the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, V'yoyme Yosef el Echov, Yosef said to his brothers, Ani Yosef, I'm Yosef, Ha'oid Avichai, is my father, Yaakov Avinu, still alive? V'leyochlu Echov Lanis, his brothers, Lanis Oise, his brothers couldn't answer him. Ki nivalu miponov, they got confused by this sudden revelation of truth in front of them. So Rabbi Loza said, Umate chocha shel basav adam, this rebuke that was all of given to them by a mortal human being, their brother Yosef. Kach, they got so confused and couldn't answer back. Teichocha shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Hashem is going to give us the rebuke and is going to, so to speak, tell us off for the things we've done wrong, Allah has come over Kamo, even more confusing and serious it's going to be. Continues the Gemara, Belozo Kimoti Lahaikro, when Belozo came to the following Pasuk, Bochi, he would cry. The Pasuk says like this, Vayoymer Shmuel El Shol. Here there was an issue, we won't go into the whole history now, you can learn it in the Psukim inside, in Shmuel Aleph, in Perichov Ches. Where there, Shaul needed to speak to somebody who could tell him, give him some guidance, what Hashem wants of him. Anything else he tried had failed. So what did he do? He went to somebody who could bring Shmuel's neshama to if Shmuel had already passed away, to bring Shmuel's neshama and us and speak to him. So when Shmuel's neshama responded, Vayema Shmuel al Shaul. Shmuel responded to Shaul and said, Lomahir gaztani lahalois oisi, why have you disturbed me and frustrated me to bring me up? Vayoyme Shaul, and Shaul said, Tzareli Moed uFlishtim Nilchomim, he wanted to know about how to tend to the war with the Plishtim. Uma Shmuel HaTzadik, if this Shmuel, who was a tremendous tzadik, Hoyo Misyori Min Adin, we'll soon see why he assumed that he was approaching judgment, but he did assume that, and Shmuel said, Lo Moher Gaztani Lale Soisi, and you know, Shmuel was afraid of being called to judgment, onu, us, who are far less tzaddikim than Shmuel, Allah has come over Kamo. Even more so, we should be afraid of a pending judgment. Shmuel mahi, What was going on there with Shmuel? Why was he afraid? What made him think that he was approaching judgment? D'chsev, as it says in the pasuk, "Vayomer lo amelech," the king said to "Al tiri kimor ois v'toymer ha'isha." This was the woman that was helping Shaul bring Shmuel's neshama back. V'toymer ha'isha, she says, "El Shaul to Shaul, elikim roisi oylim in ha'aretz." Great men, a great man or men, I saw rising up from the earth. So the word oylim seems to be two. Oylim trei mashma. It seems that there were two neshamas that were brought up, not just Shmuel. Chad Shmuel, one was indeed Shmuel. Vidach, who was the other one? Da'ozal Shmuel, because Shmuel, when his neshama was being called by Shaul or by the representative of Shaul, then Shmuel went, va'aisi l'moshe ba'adei, and he went to Moshe Rabbeinu. Omar Le, and he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, dil mechas v'shalom l'mdina mitbano, maybe I'm being brought to judgment now. And I'm afraid. Kum ba'adoi, you Moshe Rabbeinu, come with me. Deleka milsa de kosafta b'raisa, because there's nothing in your Torah, deloi kiyamte, that I didn't keep. And so we see here that Shmuel brought Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama with him because he was afraid of judgment. So Belozer cried and says, if Shmuel was afraid of judgment, how much more do we have to be afraid of judgment? Continues the Gemara, Rab Ami kimoti lahaikro, when Rab Ami came to the following posuk, Bochi, he cried. The posuk says, Yitain be'ofar pihu, even if dust, you'll put dust into his mouth, Ula yesh tikva, maybe there will be hope. And he cried and he says, Omar kule hai, all this, so many yisurim, so many challenges, even though he's going to be in a place of Yitain be'ofar pihu, that there will be dust in his mouth, and nonetheless, v'ulai, and it's only a doubt, maybe there's hope. Rab Ami kimoti laikro, and Rab Ami came to the following pasuk. Bochi, he cried. The pasuk says, "Bakshu es Hashem kol anvei haoretz asher mishpotei paolu." You should seek out Hashem. Bakshu tzedek, you should seek righteousness. Bakshu anova, you should seek humility. Ulai tisosru b'yoyim af Hashem. Maybe on the day that Hashem is going to be annoyed, maybe you'll be concealed. Maybe you'll be safe. Omar. So Rab Ami said, "Kule hai, so much, he's seeking Hashem, he's seeking tzedek, he's seeking anova, and v'ulai, and then it's only maybe." And he cried, Rab Asi kimoti laikro, and Rab Asi came to the following posuk, Bochi, he cried. The posuk says, "Sin ura, you should hate badness, v'ehevu toiv, and you should love goodness, v'hatzigu b'shar mishpot, and you should establish at the gates, you should establish justice. Ulai yechenan Hashem elikei tzvokos she'eris Yosef, maybe Hashem will grant favor to Klal Yisrael." So Rav Asi says, "Kule hai, so much we're doing. We're hating the bad, and we're ehevu toiv, and we're hetzigu b'shar mishpot. And nonetheless, for Ulai, it's only a maybe." Continues the Gemara, of Yosef kimoto lahaikro, and Rav Yosef came to the following posuk, Bochi, he cried. The posuk says in Mishli, "Rav oichel nir roshim v'yesh nispe." There is a concept of dying below mishpot when there hasn't been a judgment that dictated that this person has to die. It could be that even though he's got no averus and there was no judgment that made him deserving of dying, nonetheless he'll die. Omar of Yosef said, "Mi'ika de ozil below zimne? Is it possible for a person to be taken away from this world before his time is up?" Says the Gemara, "In yes, and I'll prove that from an incident. Kihadur of Bivi Barabaya." Bivi Barabaya, have a shchiach gabei Malach Hamoves. The Malach Hamoves, the angel of death, was often with him. Omar Leil Shluchi, the Malach Hamoves said to his agent, "Zil Aisili, go and take to me," which means to kill. Go take away a woman called Miriam, Megadla Seir Nashia, the one who braids, who plaits women's hair. Ozal, this agent went, Aisile Miriam. He brought a different Miriam, a Megadla Dardaki, the Miriam that was actually looking after little children. Omerli, so the Malach HaMoveh said to his agent, "Ano I, Miriam Megadla Seir Nashia, Omri Lecha. I told you to bring Miriam who plaits the lady's hair, and you're bringing me Miriam who's looking after the children." Omerli, so the agent said to the Malach HaMoveh, "Okay, Ihoch Yahadra, I'll go and bring, I'll take her back, I'll give her Neshama back, she'll wake up." Omerli, the Yitzhara said, the Malach HaMoveh said, "No, Hoyel Va'isise, once you've already brought her, Lehevele Minyona, we'll just add that she'll be part of those who have been numbered to be taken away." The question is, Eloheicha Yochlesla, but how did you manage to take her neshama away? There was no mishpat. There was no judgment that she had to die. Her days were not over. How did you manage? What happened? So Havas Nakita Metaro Biyoda. She was holding in her hand a fire poker. Vahavas Koshagran, she was extending it, or Macharia Tanura, and she was sweeping out the oven. Shoklas Sershid, when she took it out, Vahanachna Agaba de Kara, and by mistake she placed it onto her foot. And Kodcha Vahisra Mazla, her foot got burnt, and her muzzle somehow was burnt, was tainted, was damaged. Vahisise, and once the muzzle is damaged, then I could take her away. Omele Rav Bibi Bar Abaya. So Rav Bibi Bar Abaya said to him, is it possible? Do you have permission to take somebody's neshama away when there's no judgment and their time is not up? Omele. So the Malach HaMavet said to him, does it not say in the Pasuk that there's a concept of dying even without a judgment? Omele. So Rav Bibi Bar Abaya said, "Voksiv, does it not say in another pasuk in Keheles, Doir Hailich, V'Doir Ba, V'Horetz Leilim Oimedes, only after a generation's time is come to go, only then a new generation's time is to come forward. So how can she passes away? That's a Doir Hailich, and how can there be a Doir Ba when the first Doir wasn't finished yet?" Omar Asi said, "Don't worry. Dereino lehu. I will shepherd her. I'll look after these neshamas that are taken without their time. They will stay with me. Dereino lehu ano. I'll be like a shepherd to them. They'll follow me around the world. Ad'molu lehu ledora, until their time, their generation, so to speak, is over. V'hador mashlim nale, and then I will deliver that neshama leduma to that malach that receives the neshamas." Omar Asi. So he said to him, "Soif, soif, shanyo my avdus. This person has had years. What's happening to those years? Those years had a purpose. They had to do something. They had to serve Hashem. They had what to do, and you've just taken that away. What's going to happen to those years?" Omar Asui said, "Yikat sorvu mirabonon. If there's a Talmud Chacham demavir b'milei who's a forgiving type of person, then moisifnu luhu lei. I add the years of this person that was passed away. I add it onto that Talmud Chacham v'hav yichilufei and." He will fill up those years with good deeds in the place of that person who couldn't do it themselves. And obviously there's a lot of hidden secrets here, and this is not necessarily to be understood at face value, but we've explained this in the way Rashi has, and in Mirtz Hashem in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.